Hi, everybody. Susie O here. I want all of you to go to myalliant.com. That's myalliant.com. And I want you to take the Stay Smart quiz. Are you smart with your money? Are there other things you need to be doing with it? Five simple questions that will let you know, are you smart or do you need to make a move? And what is that move to stay smart? Go on, check it out right after this podcast at myalliant.com. August 8th, 2021. It always still, every time I do a date, it amazes me how fast time is going. However, a lot has changed since last Sunday's podcast. So I want to start today's podcast, which is going to be a Susie school. I want to start today's podcast, though, with the updates that you need to know about what happened this week. The first thing that happened that I love that has happened is that they have extended the eviction moratorium to October 3rd of this year. But in extending it, I just want to say this to everybody. There is going to come a day when they're not going to extend it anymore. So somewhere right now, while you have time and you know what your situation is, you have to take action. Now, I don't know what that action is going to be. I don't know what you're going to be able to do, but you really have to start seriously thinking about it, because there will come a day when this eviction moratorium is over. But for now, I'm just so happy that they extended it. All right, that's number one. The next thing you need to know is that President Biden has extended the moratorium on student loan payments. So starting next month, you are going to have to start repaying your student loans, your federal student loans, but now they have been extended where you do not have to pay until starting after January 31st of next year. But again, that date will come, and I hear that he has said there will be absolutely no more extensions after that. So should you be paying your student loan or should you not? Should you wait to see if President Biden is going to dismiss your student loans or should you not? Here's what I think, and I've said this before. Even though I know that many people are pushing for a $50,000 reprieve, meaning that $50,000 of your student loan will be forgiven, I just don't think that's going to happen. Do I think $10,000 is possible? Oh, you bet I do. So, if you knew that student loan forgiveness was upcoming in just another month and you were planning to make payments and you owe more than $10,000, especially if you owe more than $50,000, can you start making those payments because the interest rate is at 0% and put that towards all of it towards your principal so that you do pay down your student loan faster? Because there's no way, like I said, they're going to forgive more than $50,000. They're not going to forgive all of it. So be smart with this time that the government is absolutely giving you. If you owe $10,000 or less, well, you might want to wait just to January and see what happens, because they may very well forgive up to $10,000. Between $10,000 and $50,000, I don't know, it's going to be up to you. But if it were me, I'm not a gambler. I take advantage of a situation when I see it. And to make payments at 0%, knowing that I was going to have to start to make those payments anyway, I would probably start to pay down the $50,000 and see what happens. All right. The other update is that you should know that the supplemental unemployment benefits that a lot of you are getting, the extra $300 a week or whatever it is due to go away everywhere on September 6th. Now, it may be extended. It may not be. The fact that we just had a low unemployment rate doesn't help much, but you need to prepare for that. Just don't keep thinking that these saving techniques are going to be in place forever, and that's what's allowing you to make it. You have to find a way somehow to make it on your own. Again, I don't know how. It's hard because the pandemic is rearing its little head again, but you have to face reality. And so those are the three things that I just wanted to give you updates on. The next serious update, though, is this. You best all tune in to Ask Susie and KT Anything this coming Thursday, because it's on this Thursday that we are going to give you the details of the sweepstakes with Alliant Credit Union. I'll just give you a little sneak preview. One of you is going to possibly win a $10,000 grand prize, and I will be doing a one-on-one makeover with you. One of you will win second place, but that will be a $5,000 prize, and five of you, the third place winners, will win $1,000. Now, I'm going to go more into detail with this, but it's absolutely incredible, and I'll tell you why on Thursday. If you haven't done an Alliant Credit Union account yet, you want to. You want to. You want to. All right. Enough said there. So KT and I did this podcast last Thursday, and we laughed and had such a great time, especially at the ending. And I got some emails sent in to AskSusiePodcast@gmail.com. That's where all of you can absolutely email me, and I will read it. And you said, you know, Susie, money is a very serious thing. You need to take it more seriously. I take it really seriously. And when you guys start to laugh, it absolutely distracts me and takes me off point. Really? Is money really meant to be serious? I think one of the reasons that a lot of you stray away from dealing with your money and doing that which you know you should do with it is that everybody has made it just seem so formal, so strict, so rigid, so understandable. There's really no human element about it. I mean, when you watch CNBC and you watch all these financial shows, they're all so like stiff on some level. It's all like they talk a foreign language as these letters and numbers go across the bottom of the page and like, what do they mean? And all these terms that you've never heard of before. Well, I can tell you one thing. All of you can relate to laughter. And if you can't relate to laughter, then you have to look within to see why not. Laughter is a universal joy that when one person really starts to laugh, it usually starts many people laughing, and nobody even knows why they're laughing, and it feels great to laugh. And for the most important topic of your life, important, and important is different than serious. Serious means it's, you know, it's rigid, it's serious. This is serious, people. But rather than serious, I want it to be important to you. I want it to matter to you. I want you to want to do it. And everybody wants to have a good time. Everybody wants to understand. Everybody wants to feel validated. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to know what they say matters to somebody else. And when you hear KT and me laughing, it's so great. And rather than thinking that it negates all the important things that we've said to you or I've said to you, sometimes KT says it, but all right, but that we've said to you about money shouldn't be negated, shouldn't be a distraction to you. What it should be is if it bothers you, in my opinion, is to look at yourself and go, why does somebody laughing bother you? Do you not have joy in your life? Do you not have laughter in your own life? Do you think that money is something where laughter doesn't belong? One of the greatest joys in my life is money. It brings not only pleasure, obviously, to me, not only does it help me, you know, do whatever I want and need to do, but it also allows me to help others do what they need and want to do as well. So it brings tremendous joy to me. There's nothing serious about it. It's important to me, but it's not a downer. It's something that really should uplift you and make you feel better. So I just wanted to say that. All right, so now let's go to Susie School. Last Thursday on Ask Susie and KT Anything, KT chose to do an entire podcast on retirement accounts. And there was one question in there that was about, should I do a Roth 401k that does not match my contribution versus a Roth IRA? Which one is better? And I said a Roth IRA hands down. If there was a match, it would have been a different answer, but that was the total answer to that question. And a few of you, one person in particular, wrote in and said, Susie Orman, I could not disagree with you more if I tried. There's absolutely no difference between a Roth 401k in withdrawing your contributions versus a Roth IRA. If I put $25,000 over all these years into my Roth 401k and I wanted to take out my $25,000, I could do it without any taxes or penalties whatsoever. And that's the exact same thing with a Roth IRA, Susie. So why would you say a Roth IRA is better? Now, sometimes a little information can be very, very dangerous. So you really have to understand the rules and regulations of a Roth 401k and why I like a Roth IRA better if your Roth 401k doesn't match or after the point of the match. And for those of you who don't know, a match is you put in a dollar into your retirement account with your employer and your employer matches your contribution and will put in a dollar or 50 cents or 25 cents, some match up to usually 6% of your base pay, and then they stop matching. Okay. So let me really explain to you in detail why a Roth IRA is far better, in my opinion, than a Roth 401k that does not match or after the point of the match. Any money that you originally put into a Roth IRA, you can take out at any time without taxes or penalties, regardless of how long that money has been in the Roth IRA or your age. So let's say you are 40 years of age, and over the years, you've put $25,000 into a Roth, and it's now worth $30,000. And you're only in your 40s, okay? You're not 59 and a half, which is usually the time that you can take money out of a retirement account without penalties. However, with a Roth IRA, you're in your 40s. You've put in $25,000, you have $30,000 in there, you can take out everything up to $25,000 without any taxes or penalties whatsoever. The $5,000 of earnings, because the whole account is worth $30,000, that means your money has earned $5,000. That money, the earnings or the $5,000 in this case, you cannot take out without taxes and penalties until you are 59 and a half years of age and the account has been open for at least 5 years. That's how a Roth IRA works. Now, according to this email, this one person thinks that the Roth 401k works identical to that, so what's the big deal? Well, that's because, emailer, you are 100% Wrong. It does not work the same way. So everybody, I want you to listen to this podcast over and over again or write down these numbers so you really understand the difference between a Roth 401k and a Roth IRA if you are allowed to contribute to either one. In a Roth 401k, same situation. You, over the years, you're in your 40s, you put in, let's just say, $25,000. And today, it is worth $30,000. That means $5,000 is earnings. And you, just like with a Roth IRA, you want to take out $25,000. Are you going to have to pay taxes or penalties on that $25,000? You're not going to have to pay penalties. So let me tell you exactly how this will work for you. Over the years, you put in $25,000. Those are your contributions. Over the years, it has grown by $5,000. Those are your earnings for a total of $30,000 in your Roth 401k. To figure out how much of your withdrawal will be taxable in a Roth 401k, you would divide your earnings, which in this case is $5,000, by the total amount in your Roth 401k, which is $30,000. That comes out to 0.166. You then would times, and let's just say you want to withdraw all $25,000. You could take out all $25,000 in your Roth IRA scot-free, no problem. But in your Roth 401k, you would multiply the $25,000 that let's just say you want to take out by 0.166, and that would mean that $4,150 of this $25,000 withdrawal will be reported as taxable income. That is absolutely not true with a Roth IRA. So there is a tremendous difference. Are you all understanding? There is a tremendous difference between a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k if you ever think you're going to need to withdraw your contributions. That's number one. Number two, in a Roth IRA, you never ever have to start required minimum distributions. Ever. And I talked last week on the podcast about required minimum distributions. And required minimum distributions are that for most of you, once you reach the age of 72, you are required to distribute at minimum, according to your life expectancy, an amount of money from your Roth 401k, your 401k, all pre-tax retirement accounts. You are required to do so. Now, the only exception, listen closely, is if you're still working for your employer. If you're still working for your employer, chances are you might not have to be taking required minimum distributions till you retire. But for the majority of you, you will have to start taking required minimum distributions. And that includes a Roth 401k. In a Roth IRA, there are, like I said a little bit ago, no required minimum distributions. So that's a tremendous advantage, seriously, to a Roth IRA over a Roth 401k. So I think it's really important that you understand the differences, the little subtle differences between a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k or a Roth 403b or whatever it may be. So again, I'm just going to say, hands down, a Roth IRA in every single circumstance is far better than a Roth 401k, 403b, TSP, whatever it may be. So if you have a chance to get money into a Roth IRA, and that's how you contribute every single year if you qualify for it income-wise, then that is the way that you should go. Now, the truth of the matter is you could have both. There is nothing stopping you from having a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k. Because remember, in a Roth 401k, as well as a Roth IRA, once you turn 59 and a half, and the account has been open for at least 5 years, everything in that account will be absolutely tax-free to you. So that's really great. Now, a lot of you may be thinking, Susie, I don't intend to take any money or my contributions out of my Roth 401k. And since after the age of 59 and a half, and it's been open for 5 years, anything that I'm required to take out anyway is absolutely tax-free. Why does it matter? It matters, everybody, because of this. Let's say that you don't need the money that's in your Roth 401k. You don't need it. Wouldn't you want it to be able to continue to grow and grow tax-free for your beneficiaries? So yes, obviously, you could take money from a Roth 401k and do an IRA rollover with it into a Roth IRA and avoid that problem. But a lot of you are afraid to do IRA rollovers for some reason. You just don't want to do it. So you leave your money at your ex-employer's account because you feel comfortable there. The problem with that is what I just said. You're going to have to start required minimum distributions. In a Roth IRA, if you don't need the money, you never have to take it out. And so then when you leave it to your beneficiaries, hopefully that money has been growing and growing and growing tax-free, so you have more to leave to your beneficiaries absolutely tax-free. That's another difference between a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k. And everybody, again, when I say a 401k, it applies to any employer-sponsored retirement plan, you know, a 403b or a TSP. So it's important that you understand the differences of those. All right, I just want to address one more issue. Another email was sent in, and the question was interesting in that it was this: Susie, I've had to retire because my employer was offering retirement that I had to take, and I have some nice money in my 401k that I've never paid taxes on. And my financial advisor is telling me that I should absolutely do an IRA rollover with this money so that I can have greater diversification. I'm going to have to be living off of this money. So do you think that is a good idea? So this is something that all of you need to listen to me carefully, especially if you have money in a pre-taxed retirement account at your employer, and somebody is telling you to do an IRA rollover with it, this is what you need to keep in mind. There is an IRS rule, it's under 72T to be exact, that says if you leave service, it doesn't matter if you're fired, you quit, it doesn't matter. If you leave service in the year that you turn 55 or older, any money that you have in your employer-sponsored plan, you can withdraw without a 10% penalty. Yes, you're still going to have to pay ordinary income tax on it, but there isn't any penalty on that money. If you roll that money over to an IRA rollover, what happens is you cannot touch that money in any way you want prior to the age of 59 and a half. If you touch it in any way you want, you are going to pay not only ordinary income tax, you're going to pay a 10% penalty tax as well. So you have to really know what is your age when you left service of the employer that you left. So even if you left that employer January of 2021 and you're going to turn 55 on December 25th, 2021, it does not matter. You still qualify. So if you turn 55 or older in the year, people, you left service, then any money that's in your 401k, your traditional 401k, because it's pre-taxed, you can withdraw without the 10% penalty. You obviously have to pay taxes on it, but not the penalty. So why am I telling you this? Because many of you may not be going back to work. Many of you may have money in a 401k plan, and financial advisors are suggesting that you do an IRA rollover with it, but you know that you may need to access some of that money to live on until you can find a job or until COVID is over or just to get you by, whatever it may be. So then you have to think about not doing an IRA rollover and just leaving that money at your ex-employer's. Can you do a partial rollover? If you have a lot of money in your 401k and you want to, let's say you have $300,000 in there and you want to roll over $200,000 to an IRA rollover and invest it there and leave $100,000 in your 401k to get you by, okay, but at least you need to know the rules. So this podcast was an interesting one. Did you find it interesting? Was in that these are the little nuances of things that you have to understand about a Roth 401k versus a Roth IRA, leaving money in a 401k versus doing an IRA rollover. Those little things can really make a tremendous difference in your retirement planning. So that's the Susie School for today. Do not forget Thursday. Thursday, we're going to tell you everything you need to know about this Alliant sweepstakes and why those of you who have already opened an Alliant credit union account, the Ultimate Opportunity Savings account, you're going to be so happy that you did and you'll still have time to do it. All right, so until Thursday, make sure all of you stay safe, stay strong, stay secure, and remember, there's nothing that heals the soul faster than a good laugh. Try it out. All right. See you then. We can't give up. And no matter what the world throws at us, we will rise above and live a life we love. If we just believe, it will set us free. We will rise above and live a life we love.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.